speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. Well, what a magnificent result. And now we play Milan in the final. Oh, you thought I was thinking of something else. It's a wonderful verse we have in John's Gospel today. Perhaps one of the most wonderful verses in the whole of the Bible. And these are precious words that Jesus speaks to his disciples at a very intimate time. He has washed their feet, he's talking to them, he's preparing for his death, and he comes out with this statement that we have from John's Gospel about love. If you were asked to define what a Christian is, you might immediately start talking in terms of, well, a Christian believes this, or a Christian believes that. As the church has gone along, you know, in the early days, the first creed was Jesus is Lord. And, you know, if you said Jesus was Lord, you were a Christian, obviously you were. And then they kind of, you know, started to tighten it a bit, and you've got the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed, and the Church of England, you've got the 39 Articles. You know, you're kind of making it harder and harder and defining it more closely. You might talk about a Christian in terms of what they believe, which churches they belong to, which denominations they are. All a Christian is, you know. When Jesus talks about defining one of his disciples, he talks not in terms of these creedal statements or beliefs. He talks in terms of how they act. If you love one another. The definition of his disciples is, you know, someone who's been infected by the love of God to the extent that it changes something about the way in which they think and act, and it reaches out to others in tangible ways. So that you can spot a Christian by their behaviour, by the way in which love just changes the way they respond to people, to situations, the things that they do. So that, you know, none of us really know what Mother Teresa believed. I mean, she had some wacky ideas. We don't really care about that. She showed love in a unique and special way. And therefore we can think of her as being a saintly lady. We're not bothered about what she thought about a whole range of issues. She showed that God had changed her in a unique and special way. And she was able to exhibit love. It's an interesting question. You know, what is love? Because we live in a society where love is a word that's greatly used, but little understood. We sentimentalise love, we romanticise love, we pile all kinds of expectations onto the word love, to the extent that people get married and imagine that love is something that it isn't, and think that they'll go and find it somewhere else. What is love? How do we love? I was invited by the Bishop, St. Albans, down to the House of Lords for lunch in the House of Lords just recently, and lovely Bishop, and he decided he'd take us around the House of Lords. This was a thank you for the excellent work which had gone into Vision for Action by a team of people, albeit led by myself. And we went down there. There was myself and three lovely ladies from the diocese. And we went round and he treated us to lunch in the House of Lords. And he was showing us round, giving us a little tour beforehand. And as we went round, you know, he would stand in front of a statue or a picture. And he'd say, oh, this is, you know, painted by such and such a chappy, or modelled by such and such a... And I was feeling a little bit frisky. So I gave Corin a little cuddle, you see. And after I'd given a little cuddle, you know, I went back to listening to the Bishop. I suddenly noticed, after I'd given Corin a little cuddle, I looked at the Bishop and I suddenly saw that Corin was standing over that side of the room. And, you know, one of those moments when your heart sinks and you think,
what have I done?
And as the bishop was talking, I suddenly went, excuse me, bishop. Excuse me, did I just cuddle you? And this lady said, yes, you did. I said, oh, I'm dreadfully sorry. And the bishop said, this is known as the Queen's robing room, he said. He said, in future I should think of it as Charlie's groping room. It was one of those wonderful, wonderful episodes. But as it was a wonderful experience going around the House of Lords. And seeing all these things, you know, these wonderful, wonderful things. But the most interesting part of the whole thing was, you see, that I was watching the bishop quite intently. Because, you see, when you're in the House of Lords, you have all these people who fawn over the dignitaries, you know, and very kind of waiting on everybody. And I was watching to see how the bishop behaved. Because I've seen bishops before who haven't been particularly humble. And I thought, oh, that's not very nice. You know, you've got to treat people a little bit better than that. And I was watching the bishop, and do you know, what a godly man. The way in which he treated people, and the way in which he knew their names, and the way in which he said thank you, and, you know, just such a humble and godly way. And I thought, there is an example of somebody who the love of God has touched, and it's enabled him to relate to people in a really special way. And you can see that they all liked him. They all saw in him an example of God's love. Now, isn't it brilliant to have a bishop who represents us in such a way, who shows what it really is to be a Christian? He wouldn't have to say anything about what he believed about God or about Jesus, because he was showing it. And you see, when we think about what is love, Jesus says, you know, as I have loved you, that's how you've got to love. Our example is Jesus. If we look at Jesus and we see his life and the way in which he treated other people, that's our example, that's our model. So all our current ideas about love and what it might be, and get rid of them all, just say, well, if I want to really show I'm a Christian, and if I want to know what a Christian is, I behave like Jesus. I follow his example, the way in which he behaved, the way in which he was prepared to step outside the box and risk himself, perhaps be accused of doing the wrong thing, you know, because he spoke to women and he touched lepers. Our collect today was great because it said, give us compassion and courage to risk ourselves for those we serve. You know, love is willing to take risks. Love is willing to do things that perhaps people will judge us for. Now, each one of us in our lives, amongst the people that we live with, the people that we know, the people that we don't know, just people, each one of us is called to reach out and to show Christ's love. Now, wherever we are, it might be our work, with those people who we socialise with, friends, company, each one of us, to show that we're Christ's disciples by the way that we behave. Now, I mean, today, we're going to have elections to office. People will be taking on roles in our church of service. This is a way in which we show our love for people as we do acts of Christian service. I have taken on a new role in my life. That's part of the way in which I try to show God's love in a tangible way to people outside of my own life. Each one of us must look out these ways. God will lead us as we listen to his voice. As we seek to serve him, he will show us new ways. Each one of us showing that we're Christians by the way that we love. Amen.